Hello there, I'm Thierry Arin, and before I confess my dirty, horny fantasy, it is morning time and I have been in heat lately, even in the morning, where I think I'm on right before the period. Usually I masturbate just once or twice a day. Yes, I know how abstinent I am. Rub my slutty clit just twice a day. Anyway, this fantasy is about a kind of public sex. I'm in the subway or tube, whatever is called, and wearing short dress and high heels. I'm here not for the appointment with my friends, but for fulfilling my naughty, perverted sex drive. I stand very nervously among crowded people, glancing here and there because I wear no bra and no panty. To hide my erected nipples, I'm layering my cardigan over my dress, but it is too thin to cover my nipples up, and my dress is also too short. If anyone crouched to pick up something and just raise his head, he can find my bare pussy easily. Despite my fear for being caught with this naughty shape, I'm a little bit wet. For the possibility of being shown, I can feel the slippery juice leaking out of my cunt. I become very nervous for the fear that the juice will be dripping out of my pussy and slipping into my thigh. What if somebody else see it? The evidence of my perverted eroser for being shown anytime in the public place. Fortunately, or unfortunately, it seems that no one finds out my naughty exhibition. Not yet. They just read a book or look into their smartphone or listening to loud music in their earphones or headphones while I'm fighting with the urge to rub my throbbing clit. I know I can't do that in this subway among crowded people, so I just fidget and twist my legs to have my swollen clit rubbed between the thighs. I'm off my guard, thinking no one can notice me. Well, it is then that I feel someone's head lay on my boot. I gasp, the big, strong hands grasping my buttock, and I can hear his in my ears. I realize that he stands right behind me. I can't look back because I don't want to attract people's attentions. All I can do this, just trying not to moan, whimper loudly. I can't. can feel his hands moving from the buttock to my wet pussy slowly. His hands stopped for a moment, feeling how wet I am, and he whispers to me, "You slut." When, without any hesitations, he starts to rub over my pussy, spreading my juice with his long fingers. Oh, fuck. I can almost hear the wet sound in my slutty cunt. And when I can't stand my moaning and whimpering, his left hand just covers my mouth to prevent a sound from escaping. "Get off at the next station," he whispers in my ear, pinching my swollen clit. And I just nod, stirred by his words. When the subway reaches the next stations, he takes his hands out of my pussy. I can feel my juice flowing out of my cunt, and my legs trembling. I'm barely able to get out of the tube among other busy people. They don't even realize what happened to me. I can't believe it. Then someone pulls me hard with wrist and takes me to the quiet toilet. There are a few people in these substations, and no one seems to care about others' business. It's just a good thing to me and him. Oh, he looks tall and broad-shouldered. Oh, I love it. He has long and delicate fingers. After locking the door, he makes me bend over the wall like the doggy style. I barely stand because of my trembling legs facing the wall. Behind my back, he is about to lift up my dress hurriedly. Oh, fuck. Oh. You were in the subway only to enjoy this naughty exhibition, weren't you, slut? Huh? You have waited for someone like me who will give you what you want. Slap your ass. Ah. Oh, fuck. And put some fingers into your dirty cunt like this. Yes. Oh, yes. Am I right? Answer it, you whore. He puts his two fingers into my wet cunt roughly. It hurts and feels so good. And slapping my cheek with other hands into my wet cunt roughly, slapping my cheek with other hands. I can feel that my tight little cunt happily squeeze in string fingers, and I can't help answering just yes, sir. I'm such a perverted slut who wanna be fucked and used in the public place by strangers. I'm only a fuck toy for you, sir. Please fuck my sorry little cunt. Fuck the shit out of me. Oh, please fuck me. Fuck me hard. Fuck me rough. Take me. Have me take your gorgeous dick. He groans and picks out his fingers at once. As I whimper for the missing finger, he just slapped my wet pussy once. Just say, just wait, you impatient slut. And after the rattling sound, his hard cock thrusts into my fuck core at once. I feel my pussy stretched out with his thickness and my juices floating. He thrusts very hard, pulling my hair and slapping my ass. And I can feel his balls slap my butt repeatedly. When I'm about to come, he makes me beg, "Oh, please fuck me." And I say, "Oh, please come inside me, keeping your loose in my tight cunt." Oh my God, oh fuck. Please allow me to come. Please come inside me. Please, you're loose inside my dirty little tight cunt. Tight little pussy. Oh, fuck. And after some frantic and hard thrust, he comes inside my wet pussy. And I also come too. Come leaked out, slut. Slut, you just go home carrying my cum inside your pussy. Am I understood? He ordered, pulling his cock out. And I just say, "Yes, sir." Trying to squeeze my dripping cunt. It was stretched too long for the long time. "Good girl. See you again, slut," he said and go out of the toilet. I can hear his footsteps go away. Have you enjoyed my fantasy? Well, I hope so, because it is one of the hottest fantasies I have. Thank you for listening. See you at the next audio.